Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and Greg, although our lives are consumed by music, on rare occasions, we do go to the movies. Often I'm catching up on the DVR. You know, a great film is made even better with a really well-sequenced soundtrack. There can also be the opposite. I remember talking to Cameron Crowe years ago when one of the first Batman reboots came out and mocking the idea of the corporation that made the movie being in bed with the corporation that makes the record and, you know, just randomly choosing songs as a additional product. That's not what we're talking about. We did this show once in 2008. We both picked some of our favorite soundtracks. We're going to do it again now because it's a never-ending list, and we're going to hear from some of our listeners as well.
That's later in the show, Jim, but first we've got some new music.
Let's talk about love.
That is a little bit of All the Stars, the first of three chart-topping singles so far from Black Panther, the album. It has a longer name, but everybody's just calling it Black Panther, the album. Of course, the soundtrack, Greg, to the blockbuster film Black Panther, breaking all records in Hollywood, a smash success. It's got an album as well, and the album has a fascinating story. Kendrick Lamar had been tapped early on during his tour for Damn, the amazing album he released in 2017, his fourth proper album, to do a couple of songs. But he saw an early cut of the movie and was so inspired, he kind of ran with the ball. It's a Kendrick Lamar album, except it really isn't. There are a lot of collaborators, many of them from his Top Dog Entertainment posse, SZA, Travis Scott, Georgia Smith, J-Rock, Future, James Blake, The Weeknd, but he is to some degree on every track. So people are going crazy about this Kendrick album, but not a Kendrick album, just like they're loving the movie. We're going to play a song from the soundtrack, and we'll come back and give our reviews. This is Bloody Waters from Black Panther, the album on Sound Opinions.
All those days in, all that stays in, I don't keep it, I won't be here for it. All those days in, all that stays in, I don't keep it, though I won't be here for it.
Yes, Lord, Hail Mary's in the sky, false prophets get buried alive. We lawless. Please move with caution. Who said the fairway? Damn right, I need all this. Yeah, Jack, I need all this. Yeah,
it's loaded with fingerprints on the screen, and we gon' make it like 2/3 of the house.
I'ma need hot agua. You gon' meet Jamaica, I won't say it in patois. Hope I strike a nerve like a package of matches. You may wanna bypass, this smoke ain't gastric. A prince turned pauper, tryin' do like kings do. Sweating in chess games, try move like kings move. You should slow your roll before you drown in a moat. He tried to channel balance, but never found the remote. Killers on the prowl, still jugging off a lick. I'm stealing with a double for his. Common politics, everlasting mayhem. Draw to stick you for your figures, that's how they hang, man. So what's your game plan if you got one? You aiming at passengers with a... Whoa. The aftermath is, you in the scope? It's warfare, is warfare? No. You understand, it's probably better you don't. Just keep a dock on standby, charter a boat.
Bloody Waters from Black Panther, the soundtrack on Sound Opinions. That record, Jim, is all over the charts. It is a signpost moment for American culture, for pop culture, for black culture. It is a record that people are going to be talking about for a long time. Lamar's getting a lot of praise for this record. He basically curated this project. And you know, the stars do come out on this record. The collaboration with SZA is getting a lot of attention. His collaboration with The Weeknd is getting a lot of attention on the charts. There's that Travis Scott track, Big Shot.
Welcome!
Big Shot.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insides.
No.
Outside.
Coke.
White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, emotional, emotional.
You know, as much as I like many of those artists, Kendrick is, of course, the leading hip-hop artist of our time, I don't think this is necessarily his best work individually. He's, you know, it's perfectly fine. But to me, the real genius of this record is that Kendrick is bringing in some of these lesser sung artists to perform. And I think they really are the revelations on this record and the reason that somebody may want to check this out.
Because who are you thinking of?
I think you can find better work by Kendrick Lamar and SZA on their own records.
Yeah.
So let's put it that way. But I'm thinking of Georgia Smith with that track,
yes.
I Am.
Somebody's always gonna say something. Try and shoot me down for voicing my own opinion. Triggering a part of me that's always been a different.
Oh my gosh, this is incredible. I guess it's a torch ballad, but it's got some real grit to it.
I love that song.
And that song, Ops, you know, the verse by this young female MC from Johannesburg, Eugen Blackrock, goes toe-to-toe with Vince Staples and Kendrick and, you know, doesn't give any ground at all.
I move like a millipede when I flex them tendons like rubber trees. Young Billy Jackson back to the mouthpiece drawn, got a verbal armory. Stack bodies, not figurines. Move beneath the surface, submarine. I'm half machine, obscene with a light sword. Look inside the brain, it's a riot in the psych ward.
So these are revelatory performances by these artists. The track we just played, Bloody Waters, I quite like that one. You know, that to me is a tribute to Soundwave, who has been one of Kendrick's right-hand people in the recording studio, does the bulk of the production on this record as well. But that sort of weird Caribbean vibe that's in that song, combined with those haunted robotic voices, you know, the cameos by Ab Soul and Anderson .Paak, these are fascinating tracks. So I would say I'm going to give this record a buy it, but maybe not for the reasons that people think. You know, Kendrick, SZA, The Weeknd. It's about these unsung artists that are on this record that really make it for me.
I agree with you, Greg. It is a buy it. It's kind of on the cusp for me. Kendrick, as Kendrick, is kind of more laid back here, certainly much more so than on Damn last year, or even Mad City or To Pimp a Butterfly. But viewing it as a Kendrick album, I think, is the wrong approach. It wouldn't exist without the movie. The movie inspired Kendrick to run with the ball. He had a lot of help. I think you're right. I love the musical variety. You know, we have R&B, we have rap, Afro soul, South African pop, you know, a little bit of everything, and all of these different voices, all with a certain spirit. It is the spirit, Greg, of those brave women of Wakanda, who, let's face it, steal the movie. You know, it is not the Black Panther in that regard. Certainly, if you love the movie, and everybody does, this is going to be a way to extend it when you go home. You know, Greg, it's not quite as synergistic as a great soundtrack like, I don't know, Superfly by Curtis Mayfield, but it is a wonderful companion to the film. Then I also think it stands on its own. So two buy-its for Black Panther, the soundtrack. Speaking of film soundtracks, after a short break, we'll share some of our favorite movie soundtracks as well as hear some listeners' picks. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.